The coldest night of the year, CNOY, National Charity Walk is coming to Bradford this winter, hosted by United Way Simcoe Muskoka. On February 26, 2022, residents will have the opportunity to walk along Holland Street to raise awareness and funds for the homeless, hungry and hurting in the region through various multi-year, collaborative projects. According to the CNOY website, poverty is an everyday reality for more than 60,000 in the community, increasing physical and mental health risks and raising obstacles that most people never even have to think about. In Bradford, the money raised will go toward the Youth Call Service Link project, helping youth aged 14 to 28 who are experiencing difficult challenges in their lives, from food insecurity to suicidal tendencies and homelessness. The service link started off as face-to-face in-person meetings, but since the onset of COVID has become a hotline where youth are able to speak to a live agent one-on-one, who can refer them to a drop-in location for support. "It's not a short-lived opportunity, this is a long-term opportunity," said Suzanne Prosser, relationship manager with United Way Simcoe Muskoka. "This is actual goal-setting where an extended period of time they are worked with." Youth Call also partners with the Gilbert Center to ensure that LGBTQ+ youth have the supports they need. So far, Youth Call has helped connect hundreds of youth with critical, sometimes life-saving, services. Prosser is pleased to have Bradford join the list of communities taking part in the annual fundraiser. "This is such an exciting thing, the walk," said Prosser. "There is just this electricity that night, with everyone being there and starting that walk, and knowing that they are giving them back." The Bradford Walk will start at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 26, starting at the Bradford Leisure Center, with check-in starting at 4 p.m. Walkers have a choice of taking part in the 2 km or 5 km loop down Holland Street, with rest stops and snacks set up along the way. After the walk, a light meal will be served. Adults who raise a minimum of $150 will receive a CNOY toque. Children under 18 who raise a minimum of $75 will also receive one, while supplies last. Last year, the National CNOY Walk went virtual due to COVID restrictions but was able to raise more money than ever before, a record-breaking $9.9 million. Event coordinator for the Bradford Walk and relationship manager for Simcoe United Way Rosie Martin says the walk is an easy way to help give back to the community. "Just a regular person can do something to get involved and help," said Martin. "It just makes you feel good to be part of something bigger than what you yourself are going through." Martin says taking part in the walk is also a good way to teach children about homelessness and gratitude. Other communities in the area like Orillia, Newmarket and Collingwood take part in the walk every year. "Small communities have the greatest impact," said Prosser. "Usually it's the smaller communities that do the best because we are tight-knit, we see the needs and there are a lot of people willing to jump right in there and give back." Last year, Orillia and Collingwood raised around $97,000 each through the virtual walk. Since this is Bradford's first organized walk, the fundraising goal has been set to $20,000 and 14 teams. "This is our first time doing it, so we want to be able to start well," said Martin. "We want to build on what we do this year in the years to come." So far, there are 3 teams registered for the Bradford Walk. United Way Simcoe Muskoka is actively looking for business sponsors and goods and services sponsors to help keep the event costs down and take home funds greater. Volunteers of all kinds are also needed for the day of, from greeters to route marshals. All volunteer positions and descriptions are listed on the CNOY website. Anyone looking to sign up and register a team, join a team, donate, sponsor or volunteer. Sign up to register a team, join a team, donate, sponsor, or volunteer on the CNOY Bradford page here.